What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back at it, episode 6, Grant Leonard Show, featuring Queens Basketball, Charlotte, I, the A Sun, and my man G's there with his professional point guard, the killer himself, Bryce Cash with me, Cash Money. So what's up, guys? How y'all doing today, man?
Doing good.
Doing great. Getting ready for Central Arkansas.
Yes, Wes, what's up, G? Hey, G, before you get started, man, I got to ask you about your Packers, man. I told you I was cheering for them, man. But tell me about how cool your team is, how young they are, man, how they're going to be. Hey, you got to find a quarterback already, man. It's going to be good going forward for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think they had a great year, and making the playoffs was a huge deal, and then winning the game. And they should have probably, you know, beat the 49ers, but couldn't finish off at the end. But I feel it's a lot of parallels to the team we have here, a really young team here at Queens, and, you know, finding ways to get better and grow as a team and turn the corner and putting ourselves in a lot of good places.
No doubt in G against Jacksonville, man. I know some tough one for you. I had a big night from Dayton and then AJ, but ultimately those free throws killed you in the end, though.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, when you go on the road, a couple things that can hurt you on the road, and missed free throws are one of those huge things. You know, you got to be able to knock them down, and missing 22 of them was bad. But then also fouling enough to give them 40 free throws is never a good thing on the road. And so we got to do a little better job of cleaning some of that up. And, you know, like I said, that's what young teams got to learn is just how to execute, you know, when you're on the road in a tough environment.
But you did get 15 steals. So defensively, you got to be happy with that part of it as well.
Yeah, I think our defensive identity is really coming out. And this guy's a big part of that. And he guarded basically 1 through 5 that game. And but seeing our activity, you know, it wasn't like we were trapping and running around, but it was really our ball pressure and our scrapes in the half court that really got him. And I thought our guys did a great job. And Bryce is becoming an elite defender in our league.
And Bryce Meskis, man, I'll talk about this for you, being switchable, being able to defend 1 through 5 and still contest, keep the ball in front of you and not foul, just really be a solid defender on guys 1 through 5, no matter what your strength being, 6'5", 200 pounds.
Yeah, so that's a thing something I take pride in is my defense. So being able to switch on 1 through 5 is a luxury that I think I have on this team, especially. Yeah,
No doubt, bro. Go ahead, G.
versus JU, he actually guarded their point guard, to start, and there was a couple of times we switched and he guarded their 5 man. But this is the first game we ever put him on the point guard for a good portion of the game. I thought he did an unbelievable job on him and stalled their offense out. And credit to Bryce and how he handled all that.
No doubt it. And G, against North Florida, man, I know that was a game being like 16 threes to making them mean the threes. And but talk about that, man, just trying to, some of them they don't give up threes. That's what Matt wants to do, to make shoot threes. But 16 of them, and do you feel like they was threes that you would live with, or were they like the ones that died really bad and really wide open?
No, there wasn't a lot of really wide open ones, and during the game you kind of feel like it coming, unrolling a little bit like a ball of yarn. But I went back watched the film, and a lot of them were heavily contested. There was only a few wide open ones in the transition, and then one or two in a scout where a guy made a mistake. But for the most part, once they got hot, they just started hitting ones that were kind of out of context, were really tough contested ones, and got hats off to them for doing that. And something we have to learn and grow as a team is a transition mistake or two, scouting report mistake or two can lead into them getting hot. But overall, I thought our guys defended better than the score showed.
No doubt, man. And also Dayton again, 26 points again, playing well for you. And Bryce, let me ask you about Dayton, man. What have you learned from him, seeing him play as well as he's played and being on your teammate, man, trying to learn how he works and how to get better like he has.
Yeah, I love playing with Dayton. I mean, he's a fast point guard that likes to get the ball out and running. So if you run with him, he's gonna find you. So it's really up my game a lot because I'm starting to run in transition and get easy buckets.
Yeah, that's something I've noticed from him big time is as he's had his best game the other night, 18 points, but it was him pushing in transition and running with Dayton, but also sometimes pushing Dayton off the ball and Bryce initiating action has really been big for Bryce. And that's something that we emphasize quite a bit is tempo. And I think right now we're in the top 20 in the country, but Bryce is a big part of that because I do think there's times that here soon that he's going to transition and play some moments where he is initiating our action, even on a dead ball, not just in live play.
And Bryce, 18 points, North Florida, tough place to play there, man. And how do you feel, man, getting out there, man, getting those points and scoring out in GCA transition, getting them easy baskets, secondary, primary breaks, stuff like that. So how do you feel on the court for you, man, getting them points, man, and returning to your team that night?
Yeah, it felt good. I just try to do the best I can to help the team win. I'm not out there looking for shots and forcing shots. I just let the game come to me. And luckily that night it was coming to me. The ball was coming to me. So I just do the best I can to help the team win.
No, I'm actually trying to get him to shoot more, JR, to be honest with you. I told him that yesterday and told him he's got to be a little more aggressive to find a shot on the perimeter and it'll open up the floor for him and something that you grow into as a young player, but Bryce will be great at it. But we're going to find him more shots as we're going forward.
And G, like Bryce, I was kind of looking at my sheet here. I was asking about trying to find his shots within the flow of the offense. We're playing off Dayton and those guys, man, who play very well, with AJ, those guys. So trying to find your shots within all those guys who need shots too, finding yours in the flow without taking crazy shots, but shots within the flow that are good for the team.
Yeah, that's always tough, isn't it? It's adjustment as a freshman coming in. You're not trying to step on older guys' toes, but at the same point, the way our offense runs and the way it flows is you got to take the shot that's available. And when you get a clean one, you got to take it. And I think Bryce is becoming more aggressive and assertive, not just to shoot, but more importantly to initiate action and to be a focal point to where we can run action for him and where he can bring the ball up and kind of really make it hard for defenses because they don't know if they're trying to stop Dayton or they're trying to stop Bryce in transition. And so as he gets more comfortable, we're going to get him more and more usage in those areas, and you're going to see Bryce's stat line continue to improve.
And GM Bryce, talk about his height, being able to use his height with actions. Because some actions with Texas, a guy with some size on him, it's kind of harder to defend. So, what about with his height, being able to run certain actions that you like to run and certain other actions that ain't seen on film yet, using his height, his strength to be able to initiate stuff for a guy from the team?
You want to talk about that, seeing over the
Yeah,
defense and cutting and stuff like
for
that?
sure. I mean, that's something I think I do pretty well is cutting behind guys who are smaller. Let's say they help uphill, I can cut back door. Guys that are taller, I'm quicker than. So I mean, for me, it's a positionless basketball that Queens plays in. So just finding spots where I can use my in between, like big for my size, but also quick to my advantage.
No doubt, man. And talk about that too, Bryce, for you, man. Speed of the game. You know, come from high school ball, playing here in D1 with Queens. How's the speed of the game been for you going from high school to D1 ball, trying to learn your way around the speed of this, how the game is now?
Yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, but I think coming here in the summer and the fall really prepared me for gameplay now. So I feel like I've adjusted just fine with over times, especially coming here in the summer getting work.
No doubt. And G, talk about that piece. Now, back when you and I played, we didn't have summertime. Getting him on campus in the summertime, getting him, get his body developed, get him eating healthy the right way, get him in that routine of getting better, more warmth each day. Talk about how important the new calendar is. Get guys like right up to speed. He can't contribute for you in crunch time right now here in conference play.
Yeah, you know, in summer, a lot of it is offensive development, a lot of skill work, and a ton of, you know, putting in kind of your spacing and concepts. And so a huge leg up because in the fall, Bryce could just focus on getting in shape and then the defensive stuff. You know, most freshmen, their biggest struggle is not offensively, it's defensively and understanding rotations and ball screen coverages and scouting reports. It's a lot more information than you get in high school. And Bryce has been one of the most advanced I've ever seen as far as a freshman. He actually understands our rotations better than some of our older guys. And so that's given him a huge leg up because most times I think coaches sub because of defensive errors and don't have those issues with Bryce. So now it's just getting him comfortable offensively and he's really transitioned well and growing every week.
No doubt. And Bryce, I know you mentioned defense earlier when I first asked you a question. Talk about how important defense is to you and how do you go about getting better on defense and watching the film of your defense. So being in the right spot, so how to keep kids safe on that ball, now you not get blown by that.
Yeah, like you said, film don't lie. So when I watch film with the coaches and with the coaching staff, especially, I can see where I messed up at and trying to make those same mistakes again. And I think like about 80% of defense is just pride, just making sure you don't want the person in front of you trying to score on you. So I think that's what I really carried over from high school to now, mostly.
And Bryce, we watch film. You look at the tendencies of your opponents, 1 through 5. You focus on certain guys. So as you watch your film, what's kind of your focus as you watch the film of your guy you're going to defend and the scout that G and the staff gives you?
For sure. Yeah, it's definitely tendencies they do, what left hand, right hand, how tall they are, how much like body weight they got is all those things play a factor in how I'm going to defend and how the team wants and how the coaches want me to defend them.
No doubt. You know what, G, the analytics that we talked about previously, it really gives you a greater leg up with synergy analytics because you know how a guy's shot profile is with a right left hand drive with a hot zone, cold zone it, so you kind of defend to those things. And that's why the analytics are so good for basketball that it's been more used now because it really helps you game plan and scout these guys and have the right plan for your team to win games.
Yeah, and you know, you're always trying to get guys to take shots that they're not comfortable with. And, you know, that's the hardest part is trying to keep guys from the areas they are really good at. And Bryce does a really good job of that. And that's something that our young team is growing into where we're trying to keep, you know, teams from their hot spots. And I think we did a really good job against JU on that and not such a great job versus North Florida. And, you know, with Central Arkansas coming up, we really got to do a good job of keeping their, you know, three or four main guys from the shots they want. And, you know, Bryce is probably going to do a job on their main player, and I think I know that he's going to do a great job.
No doubt. And Bryce, best guess, Bryce, and being a kid from Charlotte. So tell me what made you choose Queens? What were the pitch that G gave you to get you to go and come on over there, man?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I'm from Charlotte, so I was familiar with Queens, and I grew up I'm not too far from Queens, so it's always been a dream to play Division One basketball and to go pro. And G said that if I work hard and get 1% better each day, that dream of mine will become true. So I trusted G, and so far it's been great.
No doubt, man. And for you, Bryce, as you go forward in your career, man, as since season goes on, off season, what are you looking to improve on in your game as you progress in Queens basketball's program?
Definitely, just I think every aspect. I think you can't really focus on one specific thing as a basketball player. I think ball handling is important, shooting is important, everything's important as a basketball player. So you can't be guarded one way, so you have different moves, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like every aspect of the game I want to get better at.
No doubt, man. No doubt. And G, for you, man, what you seen on film from Coach Boone and his team's best for Arkansas? I know he's coming in there to you guys to play here. Then you have another game with North Alabama and Coach Pujols. So let's talk about Central Arkansas first. What you seen from them guys on film, G?
Yeah, I mean, they have some impressive size overall. Sometimes they sub in and have a 6'6" point guard and are pretty consistently that tall across the board, 6'8" to 6', or 6'6" to 6'9", 6'10". And so they actually post all five positions, and they do a really good job of when you switch, taking advantage of mismatches. And so this is one of those games where our guys got to be ready to guard, and they got to be really guard, in the post, all five guys, and how we handle them on the backboards and whether we can keep them off spots is going to determine whether we win this game.
No doubt. With Z, man, look, man, I know I'm new. I'm cheering for you, man. Get you back in the win column again, and I can say, I'll see you in 2 weeks. And Bryce, keep playing well, man. Keep doing your thing, man. Freshman doing big things, my brother. Keep doing it up, man. And we'll be cheering for you guys as always, buddy.
Appreciate you.
Look forward to seeing you in Nashville, JR.
All right, buddy. See you soon, man. Stay warm out there in the Queen City, my good buddy.
Got you.
All right, see you, man.
All right, later.
Later.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.